Up in the Bronx, the old Yankee Stadium is coming down. That was the sound of a section of the upper deck tumbling to the ground on Wednesday, and joining us now, as he does most Fridays, is sports writer Stefan Fatsis, who grew up watching the New York Yankees in that stadium. The house that Ruth built was replaced a year ago by a billion-dollar ballpark across the street. Stefan, you getting all choked up?
Not exactly, though. Look, some of my greatest childhood sports fan moments did happen in that stadium, and one of them happened in one of the sections that came down in that soundbite. I was 15 years old. The Yankees were playing the Boston Red Sox. I tossed a paper airplane from a page of the scorecard. It soared down to the field. It hit Boston left fielder Jim Rice in the backside. He picked it up and stuffed it in his back pocket. So, yeah, a lot of good memories, but no fake nostalgia. This isn't the Ruth Gehrig DiMaggio 1923 neoclassical, but a 1976 remake. Plus, this demolition is overdue. The new stadium was built on public park and playground land, and because of delays, that won't all be replaced for what will end up being more than 5 years.
Yeah, that 76 remake took the monuments out of center field where players could knock into them while the game
was
under.
I love that. 400 and what? How many feet away?
54, I think. The Yankees and baseball's other 29 teams are enjoying spring training sunshine in Florida and Arizona. The Yankees are the defending World Series champs with a big payroll. They're favorites again. Who else is generating some buzz?
Well, the IT team this spring is the Seattle Mariners. They're building around pitching and defense, which is unusual. They don't have anyone on their team who hit more than 25 home runs last year, and they were dead last in scoring in the American League. But they've assembled probably the best fielding team in baseball, and fielding makes your pitchers better, so you don't need to score as many runs to win. And in the offseason, the Mariners added to an already very strong young pitching staff. They added the 2008 Cy Young Award winner, Cliff Lee. And this is a good story because the team's front office is looking for market inefficiencies to gain an edge. And in this case, that means applying new fielding metrics to create what they hope will be an unorthodox winner.
Now, the most talked about rookie this season, at least not including those on the Washington Nationals, is a Cuban defector, Aroldis Chapman, left-handed, throws 100 miles per hour, and he already has scouts and batters raving, I gather.
Yeah, and he just turned 22 years old. He defected in the Netherlands. He established residency in Andorra, of all places, and then he auditioned for major league teams. The Cincinnati Reds surprisingly outbid the big revenue clubs and signed Chapman for more than $30 million. Sports Illustrated's Joe Posnanski wrote that unlike every other baseball prospect these days, Chapman is a throwback to a time when, quote, 17-year-old pitchers throwing 100 miles per hour would walk off of farms in Iowa. And you, of course, Robert, know who that refers to.
I think it was Bob Feller throwing against the barn wall, wasn't it?
Rapid Robert, right. Feller's 91 now, but he's still a regular at Cleveland Indians spring training. And the Cleveland Plain Dealer reported what he had to say about Chapman the other day. He must have got Obama stimulus money, Feller said. Wake me when he wins his first 100 games. So Aroldis Chapman has one grumpy old skeptic.
Now, a few months ago, you talked about Major League Baseball forming a special committee to address on-field matters, and one issue that they're discussing is possibly restructuring the two leagues in the six divisions. Why? What are they talking about?
Well, largely because of the success of two of the richest teams, the Yankees and the Red Sox. They play in the same division, the American League East. Their dominance in the last 15 years in that division has hurt other teams competitively and financially. So one idea being floated in this committee is shifting teams on a year-to-year basis based on their own perceived chance of success. So if a team's competitive, it could opt to leave a powerhouse division like the AL East, while a team that's rebuilding might want to join the Yankees and Red Sox to gain some attractive home games for fans. This might be extreme, but it does show some creative thinking about helping baseball improve its fiscal and competitive balance even more than it's done to date.
Well, Stefan, have a great weekend.
Thanks, Robert.
Stefan Fatsis joins us most Fridays to talk about sports and the business of sports, and you can hear more of him on Slate.com's sports podcast, Hang Up and Listen.